Hachette Audio presents Long Shadows, written by David Baldacci, read by Keith Brewer and Orla Cassidy. To Ginny and Bill Colwell, two very special people, for all you have done for so many. Chapter 1.
"Who the hell is this?"
barked Amos Decker. He had been awoken from a sleep far deeper than he usually achieved. The insomnia had been getting worse, and it was adding nothing positive to his already unpredictable temperament. He hadn't looked at the phone number on the screen before answering it. In his line of work, calls came at all times of the day or night, and not always from those on his contact list.
"Amos, it's Mary Lancaster."
Her voice was low, tenuous.
"Do you remember me?"
Amos Decker sat up stiffly in his bed and rubbed his unshaven face. He saw on his phone screen that it was nearly 3 a.m.
"Since I pretty much can't forget anything, it's not likely I'd forget you, is it, Mary?"
He patted himself on both cheeks, working to remove the fuzziness from his mind. Then his thoughts settled on the timing of the call, which was in itself a warning. In a tense voice, he added,
"Mary, is something wrong? Why are you even up now?"
Mary Lancaster was Decker's former partner in the Burlington Police Department in Ohio. A while back, she'd been diagnosed with early-onset dementia. The disease had spiraled continually downward as her brain deteriorated and dragged the rest of her along with it.
"I'm fine. Couldn't sleep."
To Decker, she didn't sound fine at all. But he hadn't spoken to her in a while, and this might just be how she was now.
"I have trouble with that, too."
"I just wanted to hear your voice. It just seemed so important to me right now. I've been working up the courage to call you."
"You don't ever have to worry about calling me, even in the middle of the night."
"It's so difficult to understand time, Amos. Night and then day. But then everything is very difficult for me to understand right now. And it's so very frightening because every day there seems to be less and less of me there."
He sighed as the tragic sense.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?